Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. Mike Bell, there is a lot going on in the world of sports. We all know that. But guys, there's nothing bigger locally than getting Freddie Freeman signed, Mike Bell. Mm. And everybody is worried out of their minds about whether or not this is going to happen. And, you know, as we start today's show, it's that day, Mike. It's December 1st. And we talked about the whole lockout thing and what's going to transpire with baseball. Lockout doesn't mean that we won't have baseball. It just means that the owners are saying, hey, we don't like what's going on. Let's try to work towards something. Here's the deal, though. This Freddie thing, Mike. This Freddie thing. You said it months ago. Are we going to have a life without Freddie?
I mean, it's not a slam dunk. I think there's some Braves fans who now come to that realization. Now, again, it may drop as soon as today's show before we're done today. But remember, guys, when Alex Anthopoulos came on with us and we asked him, and he basically said that the company's point of view was, well, you know, we're not sure coming out of COVID, how are people going to show up? What's the revenue going to look like? Which seemed flimsy. And I don't blame Alex. It's above his pay grade. But they needed to do this before this last season started. Freddie played this whole year. Hit that home run off Hader, batted his usual 300, did what he usually does, drove in all those runs. He got clutch player as they come, and he did it on the last year of a contract. Had Freddie gotten injured, it would have diminished his market value in free agency this year, and I think that stings a little bit. I think we all take Freddie for granted, and I just think eventually the Yankees are going to have to do something. Oh. And sometimes the Yankees do, and Chris can speak to this because he's a lifelong Yankee fan, they are conspicuously quiet. You know, everyone else is actually taking guys that came through their organization they had signed, and it just wouldn't strike me, even if they don't need Freddie, to go get a guy like Freddie, because they can always pay through the nose. I'm just saying, I think I could earmark two teams tops that could come after Freddie, but it's just, if the Braves are playing a game of poker and waiting, they're going to piss off the fan base if they screw this up.
And that's where I'm at. I think you're going to have a lot of people upset about the idea of this team just winning a World Series for the first time in 20-some-odd years, and now you're moving on from its best player. Freddie's been the most reliable, consistent hitter in this lineup. Not just last 2 years, for years. And he went through thick and thin for you. You know, when he could have been a star who said, I want out, this losing sucks, trade me to a contender, he stayed the course. He stayed quiet. He didn't make a big fuss. And, you know, I'm not putting any more pressure. We, Mike and I, are not putting any more pressure on the Braves than they already have. But we have to let it be said. Get the Freddie deal done, okay? Get it done. Everybody's freaking out like, okay, what happens after this thing? You know, maybe they get this resolved. Well, guess what? He's a free agent, guys. I mean, other teams can offer. Other teams can come at him. This is not something the Braves control. What they can control is he likes it here. He wants to be here. If it's an extra year, so damn it, do the extra year, Mike Bell.
I know that the analytical baseball fans out there, again, the ones that would say it makes no sense, and these are the same clowns, remember, who didn't want the Braves to be spenders at the trade deadline. I get it. A contract shouldn't be a gold watch, and you don't want to be tethered to a guy who may go south. You know, the Angels and the Pujols deal is a cautionary tale, but not everybody throws money around like that. And we're still not talking about that range. It's relative to where what Freddie's value is right now. I think we can get at least 4 or 5 quality years out of Freddie. There's no reason to think. And look, this guy, when he's had injuries, he's bounced back. When he had the wrist issue, it's never like he's had something that's lingered and his performance has fallen off. So I wouldn't quibble over this because you also have the option of designated hitter. And he's just a great guy to have around, too. And by the way, baseball, if everything, unless they screw up the CBA, baseball is doing really well right now, especially the Braves.
They are coming off the pandemic in a down year. Everybody was down. Every business was down. But then you bounce back. You're second in attendance, right, to the Dodgers, right? I think it was. And your team wins the World Series, and the battery is rocking off the charts, and your merchandise is moving off the shelves, and Come on. Come on. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can text us. Chris, let's get a poll up, man. Are you freaking out? Where are you at on this Freddie Freeman thing? I think, you know, the last few days, everybody's like, oh, well, it might get done. Oh, well, maybe it gets done. Now we look at the calendar. It's December 1st. We're going, okay, is this thing going to get done? Like, your whole tone has changed. I know mine has, because right. I've been the one, Mike, trying to be calm and like, oh, things will work out. You got me thinking about all these other teams who are going, hello, right. We got a lot of money over here.
Yeah, and you're seeing all the other big names. Obviously, the pitchers kind of went first, and then we heard about Corey Seager going to the Rangers. I mean, why you go to the Rangers, I have no idea, but he's going to the Rangers. Scherzer's deal with the Mets and all, and it is something that you begin to wonder. And this is something that we said. You know, you have an agent, as you and I have had agents, and they do the dirty work. They're the ones who get the hurt feelings dealing with management, you know, and you don't. You let them handle that process. But I know how you would feel. I think most guys out there would feel if somebody, there's nothing worse than being taken for granted. And I think the Braves, maybe unintentionally how this is slow rolled, but I think they've taken Freddie for granted.
Yeah. And here's the other part too. I mean, we talked about this. Now, you know, winning the World Series certainly puts a cherry on top of all things, but let's not forget Freddie was in his bag at the beginning of last season. Okay. When they said, hey, we're not going to talk anymore about this, we're done. And then he was asked that one time and he was like, no, I'm not going to talk about it. He was pissed off. Let's not fool ourselves, you know? And now you get through a season where you've done all these things. I said it. The price went up, Mike. I don't know what that price is, but the price went up. So be it. And now the Braves are going to have to cut the check and pay him accordingly. It's something that is on our minds, guys. I know it's on a lot of Braves fans' minds. The other big thing, actually there's a couple of them, is the SEC championship game. And we're going to continue to talk about it, break it down. Aaron Murray's going to join us today, guys. Yes, former Georgia quarterback at about 40 after the hour. We'll talk to Aaron about this Georgia team and what he thinks about Saturday. He played, Mike, in one of the great SEC championship games. You know, unfortunately, didn't go the dog's way, but that right. team, everybody thought that team should have been a team that got to the national championship.
No, we talk about every time we reference previous trips that should have ended with the championship or a Mark Richt team or anybody else. So, yeah, it'll be a cool conversation. And I know that we've kind of talked about the fact just because you, and this is something if you missed the Danny Cannell conversation, just because we felt in the last couple of years you had to have that super duper star. Surefire first round quarterback at under center, because nothing against Fromm, but Fromm, for whatever reason, just kind of the performance kind of went backwards the last 2 years. We're looking so much like the, you know, McElroy or AJ McCarron Alabama teams or Jay Coker. I mean, that's what it looks like with even better defense. So we're going to ride with it. Everybody's still waiting for the other shoe to drop with Bennett, and somehow he's just going to completely poop the bed in the first quarter against Alabama. I just don't see it.
I don't either. So Aaron Murray is set to join us, guys. We're going to have guests throughout the rest of the week breaking down the games, including the voice of the SEC, Brad Nessler, is going to join us later this week. We got a bunch of folks that are going to stop by. And we'll talk to our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation as well. He covers the team on a daily basis to give us a different perspective. So lots of dog conversation along the way. And coach today. That's Coach Arthur Smith at 5 o'clock. Mike, we get a chance to talk to coach. And listen, I think Mike said it best in a tweet. Follow him at Mike Bell ATL. I mean, put him up, C. Dukes. We need fannies and seats this weekend. We need fannies in seats on Sunday. And, you know, for us to sit here and say, hey, we're season ticket holders, it's easy, we'll be there. We're asking everybody else who normally may not want to go or hasn't gone. It's a big game against Tampa. And I know most people think, well, we're not going to have a shot. But the fact of the matter is, Mike, we are in the hunt. We are in the mix. And if you win this game, you split with the Bucks. The Saints right now are they're shaky. Okay, right. Carolina is a mess. You put yourself all of a sudden in real contention to be one of those seven teams in the playoff hunt, Mike, and that's the real. That's what's going on Sunday, man.
Exactly. So I know there's guys out there. I can literally see them with my eyes closed right now. Arms crossed. Harump, harump, harump. I mean, I don't have asked. I mean, I'm not trying to think we're going to go to the Super Bowl or anything. But hey, you're in the thing, and you got a guy like Matt Ryan.
Mike, I'd rather go to the playoffs than not.
Yeah, that's what I said to the guys yesterday. I said, would you rather have a sharp stick in the eyeball? No, I would like to see this team in the first year of a new head coach, just like we did with Mike Smith, when it was no expectations. Matt Ryan was a rookie back in 2008, surprised everybody, just making the playoffs. And again, we're never content, guys, to just get in the playoffs. I get that. But when you think about all the things this team has done, turnover of the roster, no wide receiver won this year, okay? Offensive line, a work in progress at best, and the same could be said for the defensive line. But now the rookies are starting to have an impact. Things are getting better, unless you just want to stick your head in the sand and say, I'm not playing ball.
All right, so poll questions up. How worried are you about Freddie Freeman getting the deal done? Very worried. Sign him now. Slightly. Being patient. I don't know who that is. No, not worry. Double A has this, and he can go elsewhere. I swear to God, if somebody votes that, I swear I'm gonna.
But again,
I'll find
you know who those guys are. I mean, I don't even think these guys go to baseball games. I think they. You know. I joked around on Twitter a few weeks ago about like they have a poster of Bill James. You know, we can blame Moneyball on him. But it's just, I get it. Yes, there's the reality that you don't want to overcommit. But at some point, don't you have a heart? I mean, don't you say, you know what, this guy's been pretty darn good. This guy was here for the rebuild. This guy's only been a Brave, and now we fight his first chance ever to shop himself around, and the Braves are dragging their feet. You know, so I just want to see the deal get done.
I do, too. All right, I want you to hear Alex Anthopoulos. He's been on our show numerous times. We're talking about the Braves general manager, okay? And these are some of the things that he said going back, whether it was June, whether it was September, when he's come on this program talking about payroll and Freddie Freeman. And I think these are worthy of you hearing them again, because again, some of these interviews, they come and go and you go, oh yeah, I remember him saying that. But some of this stuff sets up where the team and the organization is in comparison to what's going on with Freddie. Here's one of the things Alex told us about payroll and Freddie.
I expect our payroll to climb going into 2022. I don't think that's a surprise to say that. You know, we wouldn't be out there adding and signing guys like Charlie Morton back and Travis d'Arnaud back if we had any designs on doing anything but continuing to try to get better and win and add to the team.
Okay, so payroll is going to go up. So if that's true, which there's no reason for Alex to lie, then you figure that they have already thought about how much that is going to include Freddie's contract. I want you to hear one other thing, and we'll play some of this throughout the course of the show today, but this is, again, Alex Anthopoulos, Braves GM, talking about Freddie Freeman and the Braves.
We want to keep him, and he's been very clear. He's been quoted on it many times. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to play. Playing for one team is important to him. Playing in Atlanta is important to him. And so the question is, hey, why isn't it done? Because sometimes big deals and big negotiations take time. We work hard to keep those things quiet, but my hope is that there'll come a time when we get a release out and that he stays a Brave for a long time.
And Mike, let's also be clear. I know some guys are hitting us up. There's a lot of fake news out there, fellas, okay? Be careful. There's a lot of fake news. This is why we take our job seriously about trying to be credible and giving you the information you need and being accurate. There's a lot of BS out there about Freddie here and he signed here. Yeah. Just be careful.
Again, it's fake websites. And somebody thought it was an official Yankee website. Again, just come on, guys. Use your heads for crying out loud. If it's going to come first, it'll be somebody like a Ken Rosenthal or a Bob Nightingale, something like that. Come on. You're better than that.
Somebody made a fake Twitter account, Ken Rosenthal, but it was K-E-E-N. People thought it was really him.
Yeah, because they're not paying attention.
Exacto Mundo. Hey, the TMZ folks have their hands on the Marcell Ozuna video, Carl. It just dropped.
All right. Well, you've been wanting to see it. Now you can. And you can make your own judgment about whether his retroactive 20-game suspension is enough and should the Braves potentially bring him back. That is a whole nother set of issues that the Braves are going to have to deal with. Hey, we're coming back. College football playoff rankings are out. We'll talk about it. It's part of our headline segment next. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Glad to have you listening. Coach Arthur Smith coming up at 5 o'clock. Poll questions up about Freddie Freeman and how concerned you are at Dukes and Bell 9-2-9. Hey, we got the Hawks game tonight, Mike. We're done at 6:30, bro. 6:30.
Well, you have time for me to get out there and chop more wood in the backyard, Carl.
Yeah, right. Hey, Hawks Pacers tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
Hold on. I posted the video. It works. I showed the video. It's out there.
It's a fake video.
Come on, what are you talking about, fake video? I've had guys going, don't ground the saw. It's the second time I've used a freaking chainsaw in my life. The electric chainsaw works. But anyway, hey, and we didn't really.
I didn't see your face in the video, Mike. I don't think it's real.
See again. Go check out Mr. Macho. All these guys, these lumberjacks. Apparently, we got 2 million lumberjacks living in Metro Atlanta. Wow. How does Georgia Pacific ever make paper towels if everybody's hanging around here and not out there in the Pacific Northwest?
Hey, you know what? We live amongst the trees, okay? I live in the forest, and trees fall all the time. I got 3 chainsaws, Mike. I know what I'm doing. I'm telling you. I didn't believe the video. I didn't see your face on it.
It's right there. Go to Mike Bell ATL. It's tool time. Yes, real men don't need instructions. I agree with Tim Allen. Check it out.
Hey, man, Aaron Murray's on the way in about 20 minutes. Former Georgia quarterback. We'll talk to him about the big matchup coming up on Saturday. And also, A little bit later on, we talked about Connor Riley stopping by as well. So plenty of dog conversation for you, man. Mike, I just watched it. What do you think? By the way, I'm talking about the Ozuna video.
Yeah, I think that it really is in the eye of the
beholder.
The beholder, yeah. I think if you are a person, a woman who's dealt with, you know, violence and a man has been violent with you, then you're going to say this is unacceptable and it's not going to pass muster. I think if you're like us, we're like Switzerland on this. I mean, look, it's never acceptable for a man to put hands on a woman, but it's a quick instant. Now, we don't know, was he doing that before the video, the police came in and he had his hands on her throat for a few seconds or more than a minute? I don't know. I think he's paid a penalty. I think he's lost money. I believe in second chances, but I think it's such a touchy subject. Just saying you believe in second chances gets people fired up about this. So I wonder how the Braves will handle it. What did you think?
I do too. Well, I mean, listen. And I know this is going to sound crappy, but again, not knowing the circumstances and being there, but you see what you see, right?
Right.
And that's enough. I mean, is it enough for 20 games? That I think that's probably maybe what might bother some folks is you see what you see, and then you go, well, he only got 20 games, or 20 games was plenty. I mean, how do you view that? Because again, Major League Baseball basically said you already paid your penance. You're good. You can come back immediately. So. I think if this was worse, the punishment would have been worse from MLB. They're not going to tolerate this, guys. They're not going to be associated with it. We gave you examples of guys that missed an entire 162-game season under these circumstances of domestic violence. So, it's hard for me to judge. I don't want to be the judge and jury. What I do want is to have the best Braves team possible. But I also, Mike, I don't want headaches. You know, I don't want fans feeling certain kind of way about a player. And let's just play this out real quick before we get to headlines. What if Marcelo Ozuna comes back? And let's say he's slumping, okay? Let's say he gets off to a terrible start. You know where fans are going to go. Fair or unfair, right? And they're going to drive that home and, oh, you shouldn't have brought this guy back because, and it has nothing to do with that, but that's where fans are going to, and then the Braves are going to have to hear that. So the other side of it is, hey, Mike, he gets off to a fast start. He's playing well, and people forget. I doubt it. So you're stuck either way you go.
Yeah, I mean, we know that the couple has a shared ugly history, to put it mildly, that she is he has accused her of being violent with him. And again, it's when you guy the size of Marcelo Ozuna, it's hard to for some people to have any sympathy or empathy in that situation. If a situation escalates, you know, you're not supposed to put your hands on a woman. Sometimes easier said than done. You know, we come down on this. You know, where we stand. We talked about Zach Stacy, that horrible video. This is nothing like that. But to many, it's still totally unacceptable. And the Braves, let's be honest, is a very conservative organization that is always in tune with what the community will say. And this is a very conservative community for the most part that are Braves fans. So I don't know. I believe in second chances. I would like to see this guy have another opportunity. I almost wish baseball hit him with a little heavier penalty because that would take it out of the Braves' hands.
Well, that's part of this, but obviously they didn't feel that way. So right. TMZ has the video up if you want to see it, guys. We've been talking about it. Hadn't seen it. Okay, well, if you want to go see it, it's there. It's Dukes and Bell. Turtle behind the glass, our engineer, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, first and foremost, Michigan jumps to number 2 college football playoff rankings. I don't think that's any surprise. Ohio State out, Michigan in, Cincinnati still in, Alabama still in, and all things to be determined this weekend, Mike. So this is where we are going into championship weekend, and we know things could change. But how much are they really going to change if Georgia handles their business, which means Alabama's gone, and you talk about Michigan winning the Big Ten and Cincinnati winning the American Athletic Conference. How much of this changes? Does Notre Dame find a way in?
Do you think now that Brian Kelly is out, that has any bearing on this conversation?
It shouldn't, because the kids on the field have played their butts off.
Correct.
And this is their record.
Correct.
It should not at all.
I mean, you go back to, what was it, Michigan? Was it Bill Frieder, the year that Shem Beckler said, you know, I'm going to have a Michigan man coaching my basketball team, and they went on, they beat Seton Hall. I have a hard time seeing, you know, Oklahoma State in this mix. I mean, if they beat Baylor, does anybody want to see Oklahoma State in a college football playoff? Are they a big enough brand? Because remember, this is about TV ratings. You've already got Cincinnati. So if Alabama should lose to Georgia and they lose, you know, I think you agree with me. Two losses, Alabama, they're out.
Done.
Cincinnati
Done.
Wins. But then who's going to pop up there to number 4? Oklahoma State or Notre Dame? It's got to be Notre Dame.
I agree.
It's just got to be.
So
unless Oklahoma State thrashes Baylor, but I expect that to be probably a pretty good game.
I just think Notre Dame's sitting there in a really good spot. And the only thing, the only argument Oklahoma State will have, and it's a legitimate one, we are a conference champion. We also have one loss, but we're a conference champion. Notre Dame is not. And that's going to be their argument. We'll see where it goes, guys. Hey, headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Hey, let's hear Matt Ryan talking about being in the playoff hunt. Playoffs!
That's all you can ask for. At the beginning of the year, if you tell me we're right in the mix in December, that's where you want to be. And I certainly think our best football is still in front of us. And we're going to get there. But six games to go, right in the mix. December starting next week. Like, sign me up. I'm ready for that, and I'm excited about it. And it's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
Yeah, sign us up too, Matt. I mean,
right.
We've been out of this thing in October the last few years.
I mean, remember, guys, it's been Halloween the last 3 years. We've been done Halloween, okay? 18, 19, 20, done. Now we're into Thanksgiving. Now I get it. As I said the other, just before the commercial break, you know, some good things that are happening. Yes, not a good thing to get smoked like we were by the Cowboys and the Patriots within a week. But, and I guess for some people, I don't know if that was at the first game they watched. I don't understand these Falcon fans. It's almost like the Cowboys game was the first game they watched all season, Carl.
Yeah, I know.
Which gets me into the transient nature of some Falcon fans in this city and why we have so many empty seats in the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk to Coach about, you know, the offense and what they're going to try to do against Tampa and all of that today. But, yeah, it's about trying to create a somewhat of a home field advantage. I know we are not a 9-win team right now, but if your team's in the hunt, you're supposed to show up, and that's kind of where we are. So, hey, man, let's hear Nate McMillan because the Hawks are back at it tonight against the Pacers. Mike, these injuries, bro, I mean – you know, Bogey's out. Cam Reddish is ailing with this wrist thing. I mean, we've got some things going on, right, Nate?
You know, we know that Bogey is going to be out. So we have to look at someone in that starting lineup. And, you know, that is something that we could possibly go from game to game. And we don't know about Cam. You know, so those are two wings that are in rotation that we may have to fill that spot with both of those guys. So you could see guys like DeLon minutes increase. You could see, you know, certainly Kevin minutes increase, Lou minutes increase, and with Timothy and Solomon, you know, playing more minutes. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, right now the Hawks, depending on the tiebreakers, it's a bunch of teams that are all at the same record, just between the 7 and 10 seed. Knicks, Cavs, Sixers, us, all at 11 and 10. And unfortunately, Carl, we're right, it's deja vu all over again with the injuries. You know, I know they're saying the Reddish will be quicker back, but it just, I don't know, it's frustrating. We're without DeAndre Hunter until probably February, and now we're going to have to slow roll it with the guys we're expecting to see more minutes from.
No doubt. While we're talking about the Braves, guys, the Braves do tender a contract to the RBI leader in the National League. That is Adam Duvall. Mike, I think we all want Duvall back. I don't think there's any question about that. So they do tender him a contract. So we'll see. You know, they did not offer, you know, contracts to a couple of pitchers, and we know that. Richard Rodriguez is one of them, Mike. Mm-hmm. Camargo's gone, basically making both of those guys free agents. But we knew the team would change. And those two pieces, you know, for what it's worth, they helped, contributed. But if you have better options, let's go with the better options.
Hey, Dave O'Brien said that we're never going to be able to spend on Rosario the way he's going to earn in the open market. He hasn't been signed by anybody.
No.
If you don't sign Freddie, you move Duvall to first and you keep Eddie?
Yes. I just thought of, yeah, if you're talking
about. I'm just an idea.
You mean life without Freddie?
Yeah, life without Freddie. I'm looking at all contingencies here, Carl.
I know, we have to. We have to, man. Yeah. Or you make a trade, potentially. But, you know, again, and we're making fun about this, but seriously, don't think for a second that the Braves are not thinking about all these scenarios either. I mean, one is he's back. Two is, if he's not back, how do we look? And where are we creating another 100 RBI? Okay. Because that stuff just doesn't grow on trees. So, anyways, Duvall, 33 guys, turned down a $7 million mutual option for 2022, settling for what was a $3 million buyout. So, we'll see where this goes with Duvall, but I'm glad they tendered him a deal.
Yeah, there's apparently, I was reading the Washington Post, there's interest. They've got interest in Eddie Rosario, too.
Who does? Like the Nationals?
The Nationals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I would love to keep everybody, honestly, Soler, the whole thing. But with Ronald Acuna back, you know, and again, that's why if another team, would the Braves trade Ozuna? There's so many things that could happen with Ozuna. Will the Braves just give him the outright release and eat the contract? Or, I mean, where would that go?
Well, that's another part of this. That's why there's still a lot of money on the table for Marcell Ozuna.
Correct. Two more years.
All right, man. We're gonna get more into the Braves conversation. Pulls up on Freddie. I'm freaking out a little bit. Sorry. Just damn. Aaron Murray, Georgia quarterback, is going to join us next to talk about the SEC Championship.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's Dukes and Bell. Everybody's excited about the SEC championship game. I know we are, and we're getting you filled in on all the things that are going on and surrounding the game, and there's no one better to talk to than former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, who joins us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline. What's going on, Aaron? How you been, bro?
Man, I'm just ready for this weekend. Weather's perfect, and it should be a fun one. Lots of good games.
By the way, we haven't talked to you in a minute. You're doing a great job on TV, bro. You really sound like a natural.
Hey, listen, it's still a work in progress. We're getting there. It's five years in and having a lot of fun doing it.
Cool.
Good, man. Well, let's talk about this version of the Dogs. You played on a hell of a team that came up just a bit short. Everybody thinks this team is ripe to get past Alabama. I know you probably feel that way, but why? What are the reasons or the key reason why you feel like this is going to be the time to do it?
Well, they're the better football team. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, if you just would take away the logos and if you watch film from this season, I mean, Georgia's been more dominant. And people want to say, oh, well, you know, who have they faced? They've had four common opponents. You know, both teams have played Auburn. Both teams have played Arkansas. Both teams have played Florida. And both teams have played Tennessee. And Georgia's dominated every single one of those games. They beat Arkansas 37-0. They beat Florida 34-7. They beat up Tennessee 41-17. And then they, what one did I miss? Auburn. They beat Auburn. I think I said that one. But listen, And then you look at the way Alabama's faced in those games, and it's been close contests. The only one that they somewhat ran away from was the Tennessee game, and that was still a ball game in the third quarter. They barely beat Florida, they barely beat Auburn, and they barely beat Arkansas. So to me, you look at Alabama this year, and they're a good football team, and there's nothing wrong with that. There is a reason why they're 11-1. They're very good. They're not elite. They're just not. And you look at Georgia, and to me, they're an elite football team. They have one of the best defenses we've seen in the past 20 years. The offense doesn't get enough credit because we keep saying, oh, they're just good. They're managing. This is a very good offense. They can run the football. The offensive line's gelling. Stetson Bennett has been tremendous throwing the football, been electric running it when he needs to on third down and in the red zone. The special teams has been really good throughout the season as well. So this team has come together and is complete. Alabama lacks, obviously, running backs. Robinson may be banged up. They may only have one scholarship running back. Offensive line's been an issue. They've had some holes on defense. I'm sorry, but to me, when you look at the matchup, I just feel like Georgia should win by double digits. And I know it's like, oh, my God, they can't do it. It's Alabama. It's Alabama. It's Alabama. I don't care, man. They're the better football team. And right. I do believe they have the mentality and the confidence that they're going to show up on Saturday and kick their butts. And they should.
Right. It's Aaron Murray with us, guys. If they beat Alabama, they would then beat Notre Dame like a drum, but it never happened. So that's the thing. Alabama's the boogeyman. That's the thing, Aaron. You know it. That's the only reason why this conversation is not being had more often around the country. Alabama is our boogeyman. And then, of course, guys not buying into Stetson Bennett in the big game. Stetson Bennett's answered the call. He's making plays. Why do you think Kirby is riding with Stetson Bennett? What do you love about what he's doing?
Well, I love how everyone wants to bring up last year. Oh, well, Stetson didn't perform well against Alabama last year. And you know, listen, they were winning at halftime. And I think it was more, we saw some major drops, like Byrne dropped. It was a big dagger route. It was coming from left to right on your screen. Mm-hmm. And it went right through Byrne's hands. Alabama picked it off and then kind of ran away with it from there. But Georgia obviously was in it. And it was on the road there in Tuscaloosa. I think Georgia had a lot more issues last year than Stetson Bennett. I've said it since last year. Receivers were average at best, I thought. Defense obviously wasn't the same defense they have this year. It was a good Georgia team. It wasn't an elite team. Fast forward, and I had opportunity to talk to Stetson yesterday. We're doing a little pregame hit before the game on CBS on Saturday. And you could just tell there's a confidence in year two with Todd Monken. And we discussed, year two, the team's in a better place. They got the concepts down a little bit better. The chemistry with the receivers is better. And let's not forget this as well. I was at practice last year in fall camp. And let's not forget, this is first fall camp with Todd Monken. They didn't have spring. Right. First time really installing this offense. Stetson didn't get any reps with the ones. He didn't get any reps with the twos. His only reps he got during the scrimmage was during halftime when all the starters and ones and twos and threes went to locker room. Stetson got reps with the walk-ons and freshman. That's it. Fast forward a couple weeks, he is now thrust into the starting role of QB1 for Georgia. And then even this offseason, JT was getting all the reps of the ones. I mean, he has performed and done so well with the least amount of reps I've ever seen from a quarterback of my time around college football. It's been absolutely amazing. But you've seen him mature this season. You've seen the deep ball accuracy continue to improve. You've seen his legs come up big over and over and over again. I love the kid. I think he's a warrior. I think he's a gamer. He's fun. I trust him completely. I think the team trusts him. You've seen it all year long. Guys say, Stetson is our guy. We trust him. And obviously Kirby believes it as well. So I am not worried about Stetson being a liability at all. And shoot, listen, if he goes out there and craps the bed, which I'm not anticipating, but if he does, you got a really good backup in JT that can come out there in the second half and play.
How much credit do you give Aaron to Kirby? Kirby's handled this team well. You know this. When you're in a championship year or, that's the expectation, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, right? Stuff that behind the scenes, stuff that, and the pressures of the outside. Kirby, I think, has handled this particular season well. And now that we look at it, now that we're in this moment, he's made all the right choices.
He has, and I know there's a lot of people saying, who's going to be the coach of the year in the SEC? Is it going to be Sam Pittman? Is it going to be Beamer at South Carolina? I love what Pittman's done. I think he definitely needs to be in the conversation. But, got to give credit to Kirby, man. This is the number one team in the country. They're 12-0. They win this weekend, and they have a pretty clear chance to win the national championship, something that hasn't been done since 1980 from the University of Georgia. I think he's handled the quarterback situation brilliantly, because it was very difficult, and there's a lot of pressure and a lot of people ready to just rip him a new one if that went to hell. It didn't. He understood the pulse of his team, the pulse of the offense. I think he's done everything to absolute perfection. To me, if I had a vote in the thing, Kirby would be my vote for coach of the year. He has done everything just brilliantly. So I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know people are just waiting for him to slip up, make a mistake this weekend, because they always want to point to his special team mistakes he's made in the past. Listen, right. He's still a young head coach. You know, he's going to have mistakes, and I think he's grown from them. He's hopefully made the corrections, and I think he's going to be more than well-equipped and ready to go this weekend versus Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide.
CBS Sports, Aaron Murray with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking about the SEC Championship. How about the weapons, man? I mean, you had Todd Gurley and a whole bunch of studs back in 2012. How about Brock Bowers? I mean, we talked so much about Arik Gilbert, and this guy is now like one of the best tight ends in the country.
Yeah, I was in Athens on Wednesday, and I was giving Leland and Claude some beef. I was like, why is Brock Bowers not up for the award for best tight end in all of America? I mean, his stats are better than everyone else's. You know, I had a chance to cover the kid from Colorado State, and I know he has a bunch of catches, but he has one touchdown, and he plays at Colorado State. You know, Weidemeyer at Texas A&M was heading into the season. Everyone had him tabbed as the best tight end in college football. It's been a very up-and-down season. You watch the film, lots of drops, lots of inconsistency. To me, does not deserve the award at all. And I'm drawing a blank on, honestly, who the third guy is who's up for it right now. I'm ticked off, man. Brock Bowers is the best tight end in college football. And I guess it's because he's a freshman, right, that he's not getting the recognition. 37 catches, 10 touchdowns, plus he has some crazy running yards, too. He's like three rushes for 55 yards and a touchdown as well. He does it all. He's got the touchdown. He's on the best team in the country. He should be he should win the award for top tight end. He's an absolute matchup nightmare. And just overall, when it comes to just talent, you know, I voice my concerns when it comes to the receivers this year. You know, Ladd McConkey has been a huge surprise. He's been great, especially with some of the deep balls. Jermaine Byrne is coming on. He's getting healthy. A.D. Mitchell, I think, has a chance to be a special player. He's super young. Kyaris Jackson is getting healthy at the right time, which is great. You know, Darnell Washington is a huge playmaker that is still, you know, was banged up for the first part of the season. Obviously hard to break in that tight end room when Bowers is doing his thing, but he's a hell of a weapon. James Cook out of the backfield. And then we'll see. I mean, George Pickens, it was good to see him get his feet wet a little bit versus Georgia Tech last week. But if he can take his game and to a next level, not just this week, but heading into the playoffs, you're talking about one hell of a receiving core, great tight ends, and I think James Cook is one of the best receivers out of the backfield in the country as well. So it goes back to my case I made earlier. Best defense in the country, an offense that's playing lights out, great special teams. If Georgia can't win it this year, they may never freaking win a national championship. It's just they are just too good, and they're hitting on all cylinders right now.
Right.
That's why we bring him on.
He's dropping bombs, Carl.
Mic drop. Aaron Murray, man, thank you so much for joining us. Continue the great work, brother. I totally agree with you. We agree with you. We've been on this since the jump. They played to this point as well as you could, and now they just got to go finish it on Saturday. Thanks again, Aaron Murray. Appreciate you.
Have a good one. Go Dogs.
There he is, man. Go Dogs.
Yeah,
he's,
man, he's
right.
Breaking it down. He's, you know, and look, as we said, Alabama, until you beat them, they are the boogeyman. Hopefully that all ends on Saturday.
By the way, if they do win by double digits, forget about it. Like, if they win like by 14, 21, forget about
but
it.
But remember,
okay?
Carl, when we beat the Russians in Lake Placid, we still had to go and play whoever it was, Finland. So we can't lose to Finland. So let's not get cocky.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. That's just one of our dog conversations that we're going to have today. We've got them scheduled through all the rest, throughout the rest of the week, guys. So make sure you're here 2 to 7. Hey, coming up though, we'll get into the NFL. What's going on around the NFL? Sean Payton saying he's not sure if Taysom Hill's going to be his starter. They play the Cowboys. Cowboys got COVID issues going on. They're going to be without coaches, some players. Thursday night football. We'll tell you more coming up.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.